Country, Z100, Florida Georgia Line. This is how we roll. It's 7:40 this morning. I'm joined in the studio right now, Miss Illinois Jaren Franklin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's a busy time in Marion, isn't it?
It is. It's been a very, very busy week.
It's been a busy time for you too, hasn't it?
Yes.
You getting much sleep?
Not really, but I've learned to sacrifice sleep for the best year of my life. And that's okay.
I'm telling you what, you have been it's a 2016 Miss Illinois,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
And you've gone through this whole deal right here. When you're retiring, this is kind of a sad deal.
It is.
In a way.
It's so sad. And, you know, the other day when somebody asked me, that's the response I gave. I said, you know, I'm not ready for this. I'm so sad.
Right.
But then I have to think about and reflect on the year I had and have to be so excited for the next girl to be able to embark on the same journey.
Now, we've got like how many young ladies, and then we have teenagers here in town too in Marion, don't we?
Yeah, we have 19 teens and 25 misses.
Gotcha.
And it honestly varies every year as far as how many contestants we have. But they are lovely, and it's going to be a tough job for the judges.
Well, let me ask you this, like, do you have to like win a pageant before you get to the Miss Illinois? Is that how it works?
Yes.
Okay.
For the misses, you have to win a preliminary, which is open or closed. So open means you can live anywhere in the state and you can compete for an open pageant anywhere in the state. So if you live in the northern part of the state, you can compete for, say, Miss Southern Illinois.
Okay.
But then there's closed pageants, meaning you have to live in a certain county, in a certain city, and then you can compete for that closed pageant. And when you win, you go to Miss Illinois.
Well, I tell you what, you've done a phenomenal job here, and your platform is great. And why don't you tell us what you're all about here and your thrust as Miss Illinois.
Absolutely. Yeah. So every contestant in the Miss America organization promotes their platform, which is something that they're very passionate about, that they advocate for. And mine is advocating for individuals with disabilities. And it's something that I've been very passionate about for over a decade now. I got involved when I started volunteering at the school that my mom used to work at, which was Black Hawk Area Education Center, a school for disabled individuals. And I was a cheerleading coach.
Okay.
And I fell in love with how just grateful they were for everything. They didn't take a single day for granted. They were so sweet, and I think that their abilities truly shined.
Yes.
And so that's what my entire message is for others, is to accept everybody, respect everybody, and provide equality for all. And I've been able to promote for quality of life and independence.
I'll tell you what, you're right on the money here when you talk about these folks. And one of the best gigs I've ever had doing this radio show is one time I got invited to DJ a dance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they had it at the bowling alley over here. And on the other side is a huge dance area. And it was their dance day and their bowling day. And it didn't matter if I was playing a slow, sad country song or if I was playing the YMCA. They never left the dance floor. I mean, they know what it's about. It was so super. And I'll still remember that till I don't know when.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like they don't care.
I just broke my headphones.
They don't care who's looking. They don't care where they're at. They're having the time of their life. And that's what I think everybody needs to learn from. We can learn from anybody with a disability because they're just so thankful for everything.
And then also now I know that you have, through the Miss Illinois pageant here, scholarship money has come in handy.
Yes.
And you've put that to good use, I know. And then you're working a career right now, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah.
So because of the $25,000 I've received in my time in the Miss America organization, I've become a first generation college graduate and I'm debt free. And I graduated 2 years ago from nursing school. I've got my bachelor's degree and I'm a registered nurse. I work up in the Quad Cities where I'm from.
Cool.
And after this is all said and done, I'm going to be returning back to school to get my doctorate degree and become a gerontological nurse practitioner.
Wow.
That's mouthful.
Now, what do you do there when you're a gerontological nurse practitioner? See, I can't even say that word.
The geriatric is the older population.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, gotcha.
And I love them to death. I think oftentimes they are lonely and they don't have the proper resources, the support, or the education and knowledge to truly manage all of their comorbidities. And so I want to be that person that does it for them.
See, my wife is on the opposite end. She's a baby nurse and she's just getting off work right now. So, I
know all about that.
Oh, yeah. It's the 7 to 7. You work that 7 P to 7 A?
I do every Monday and Tuesday. I've been doing nursing and Miss Illinois this entire year.
Woo! Well, the good thing about being a nurse is you can kind of do your own home medical care, which is always a plus, too.
Uh-huh,
so, hats off to you. I mean, this is cool. And so, I want to give you all a heads up. If you would like to, if you have kids and you would like to meet Miss Illinois tomorrow, no, Saturday, I'm sorry, Saturday, you're going to be reading a book, right?
Yes, at the Marion Carnegie Library.
Okay, what
time?
We
have a Princess Mentoring Program, oh, okay. And it's at 12 o'clock. Uh-huh. It's open to the public, and I'm going to be reading It's Okay to Be Different, which is one of my favorite books that talks about being special, being who you are, and then that's okay.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Jaron Franklin, thank you for coming on out here today. That was cool.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And the big pageant, of course. Now, listen, I'm going to have tickets to give away here in a little bit because Friday night, it's teens at the Civic Center, correct?
Yes.
And then Saturday, we're going to have a new Miss Illinois.
We are.
Oh, boy.
We are.
Out of 25 gals, right?
Yes.
All right. And then you got to retire. Now, does she get that crown? You get to keep that crown.
No, no, no.
You get to keep that?
All mine.
Oh, good for you. See, that way you could just every now and then.
I've got a lot of hairspray on this. I don't think they're going to want this.
I wonder, like, how do you keep that on there? Because you walk in here, all good.
It's actually curved, and so it fits very nicely on your head. It's made for, you know, made for a real person's head.
Yeah.
But there's just a little strip of elastic, and you just put some clips in there, and you're good to go.
You know all the tricks of the trade right there.
I do.
Very cool. Jaron Franklin, thank you for being here this morning.
Thank you so much.
It's 7:45. Kent, the Country Morning Show here with you this morning, and a lot more coming up, including Aunt Verna. She's a hoot. She's on the way in just a bit at Z100.